This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban said Friday their overnight offensives had fully captured four major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including Kandahar. The stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to reporters' questions about the battlefield status. Taliban spokesman said in a statement issued Friday morning, their latest advances have established insurgents' control over more than 14 of the Afghanistan 34 provinces during the past week. The Taliban are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure the government forces in several other provincial capitals. Just weeks away from completing its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States is sending thousands of combat troops back to Kabul in a last-ditch attempt to move diplomatic personnel and Afghan allies out of harm's way. Move announced Thursday by the State Department and Pentagon comes as U.S. trained and equipped Afghan security forces continue to crumble in the face of an offensive by the Taliban. The first set of reinforcements, 3,000 troops from three U.S. Marine and Army battalions, were expected to arrive in the Afghan capital of Kabul within 24 to 48 hours. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized a third shot of Pfizer or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for some people with weakened immune systems. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A COVID-19 surge that is sending hospitalizations to all-time highs in parts of the southern United States is also impacting states that were once seen as pandemic success stories. Nationally, COVID-19 cases are averaging about 123,000 a day, a level not seen since February, the strongest in the southern region. The White House coronavirus coordinator says it's driving people to get their vaccinations. Two states considered pandemic success stories announced suffering, Oregon and Hawaii, both reporting record cases and hospitalizations. In Oregon, Governor Kate Brown announcing nearly everyone will have to wear a mask again in indoor public spaces, regardless of their vaccination status. Officials in Hawaii say the virus made it to the islands not that much, through tourists, but rather residents who traveled to the mainland and brought it back with them. Heavy flooding in central China's Hubei province caused more than 20 deaths after a heavy rain hit several counties from Wednesday through Thursday, according to the state broadcaster CCTV. The National Weather Center said more rainstorms expected to slash along the Yangtze River until Saturday, bringing more flooding in that region. Lee Jae-yong, the embattled leader of South Korea's Samsung conglomerate, was freed on parole on Friday after spending the past 7 months in prison on charges stemming from an explosive corruption scandal that toppled the country's previous government. Left prison near the capital, Seoul, without answering questions from reporters, Lee had a year left on a 30-year sentence for embezzling millions of dollars from corporate funds to bribe South Korea's previous president, Park Geun-hye, to ensure government support for a 2015 merger between two Samsung affiliates. In England, six people were killed in a mass shooting in the city of Plymouth in the southwestern part of the country on Thursday evening. Police say two females, three males, including the suspect, died at the scene, and another woman died later at the hospital. Police initially described the shooting as a serious firearm incident. They added that the incident was not related to terrorism. The United Kingdom has one of the lowest gun homicide rates in the world, and mass shootings are rare. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News. We'll be right back.